John Lennon single, which, if you play it backwards at slow speed, it screws up your needle.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out,
way out.
Where I wanna be, 'cause there's the place for me.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came, all the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. Sgt. Pepper was the first rock album to have printed lyrics. So, what's that mean to us? Well, the Beatles and subsequently everybody else wanted the listener to know what they're saying. To read along with the song. To listen very carefully. Picking out all the sounds on the record, be they overt or subtle. They wanted us, the listener, to be involved. But sometimes the music or the lyrics are not so easy to discern. Hidden using backmasking, that being this week's theme, here in the Vinyl Garage. We're starting with the lead-off track and the song that may be the first to come to mind when you think of this technique of Electric Light Orchestra's Face the Music LP, Fire on High. I've unreversed the section in question.
The music is reversible, but time is not. Turn back! Turn back! Turn back! Turn back!
Thank you. I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Black letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in was the first top 10 single by The First Edition. And what a great track. But what a shame that it was only an anomaly in their catalog. The First Edition and Kenny Rogers would slowly morph into country rock and then straight country. But it's the backwards bits that's the subject here. The intro, performed by session musician Glenn Campbell. Here it is in the proper direction. But it was the Beatles that started all of this, with a proper backward mask on the 1966 single Rain. The Paul is Dead, Revolution 9 example is nothing but a coincidental phonetic reversal. But the very end of the 1995 Beatles reunion, of sorts, was intentional. Free as a Bird ends with a message that announces, "Turned out nice again," as the song fades out. Here's the ending, unreversed, and the complete track.
Turned out nice again. Turned out nice again.
We'll be right back.
Much the same way he manipulated the guitar to achieve the sound that was playing only inside his head, Jimi Hendrix also shaped the recorded human voice to augment those six strings. The Third Stone from the Sun, from his Are You Experienced LP, employed half-speed vocals, in this case recorded in the proper direction, in an attempt to emulate an alien voice. But true to this week's theme from the Electric Ladyland album is the leadoff track, And the Gods Made Love. The beginning of the cut, played backwards and sped up about 80%, sounded like this.
Okay, one more time.
Here's what you would have heard if you dropped the needle on the aforementioned track and let it play into the next cut. Have you ever been to Electric Ladyland? Another track that used a backwards recording without dialogue in an intro, much like the first edition cut, was Roundabout by Yes. This time, a keyboard chord by Rick Wakeman that was reversed and edited into Steve Howe's guitar part. This was used in numerous places in that song. Here's that intro unreversed, along with the track as we all know it. Thank you. Vanoose. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. And so, oh, yeah.
It's cold outside. I have the bins peeling off my walls. There's a man outside. Gray hair smoking a cigarette. Now the light fades out. And I wonder what I'm doing in a room like this. There's a knock on the door. And just for a second I thought I remembered. For myself, about little deals and SUs and things I just don't understand. Like a white lion at night, on a slight touch of sight. I don't think it meant anything to you.
The Information Society was an 80s synth pop band from Minneapolis that found success in the dance clubs of that decade. An early advocate of sampling, the band also employed backwards masking as a nod to the past. We heard a cover of the Gary Numan song, Our Friends Electric, that featured backwards dialogue in the fade-out. Here's that segment, unreversed.
Obey your parents. Do your homework. Winners don't do drugs.
Obviously a humorous nod to the satanic hidden message debacle made famous by ex-second lady Tipper Gore's PMRC. And that's the Parents' Musical Resource Center, who felt obligated to affirm some fundamentalist Christian group's reasoning for all the bad things happening in the world can be attributed to rock music. Rock fought back, with even John Denver in a Senate hearing in 1985 telling them what he thought. Spoiler alert. He wasn't on their side.
The same thing when forced on a people by their government, or worse, by a self-appointed watchdog of public morals, is suppression and will not be tolerated in a democratic society.
Not necessarily because of Denver, but most likely due to the public's eventual apathy on the subject, the PMRC and other self-installed keepers of morality crawled back under the front porch.
We walk to the park, but it's melting in the dark. All of a sudden your mood changes, and your face looks like a cake left out in the rain. Is your name MacArthur Parker, or is it Reba? do you mean $10? Ouch! I need to leave my past behind. I need to leave my behind in the past.
Here's the last 30 seconds of the previous B-52's track, Detour Through Your Mind, unreversed. Fred Schneider had a message for us. For those that don't speak fluent Fred, he says, I buried my parakeet in the backyard. Oh no, you're playing the record backwards. Watch out, you might ruin your needle. Words of wisdom, Fred.
Hey.
the Ruddles' Piggy in the Middle, an obvious parody of I Am the Walrus. At the first break, we heard That Unreversed.
This little piggy went to market.
But leave it to the king of parody, Weird Al Yankovic, to put those who hear Satan in every recording in their place. On his Nature Trail to Hell track from his 1984 LP in 3D.
Nature Trail to Hell in 3D.
3 minutes, 41 seconds in, we hear Unreversed. Thanks to Al, we now know that the King of Darkness is fond of Cheese Whiz. We're closing this backwards show with one of the coolest, and that's not just because it's a Pink Floyd cut, backmasking example. A track from The Wall, Empty Spaces. At approximately a minute 20, you begin to hear some gibberish that, when reversed, becomes clearer. Congratulations, you have just discovered the secret message. Please send your answer to Old Pink, care of the Funny Farm, Chalfont. Old Pink is probably a reference to Syd Barrett, whose mental health problems were well chronicled, more than likely also being the inspiration for the Funny Farm reference. It was all in fun, not intended for anyone to actually respond, although I'm sure some did. The unreversed section continues with producer James Guthrie saying, "Roger, Carolyn's on the phone." Carolyn being his wife at the time, and his response being, "Okay." Here's that segment in normal playback, then unreversed, followed by the full Empty Spaces, and the next track on the album, Young Lust.
Stranger in a town.
Well, there's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Vinyl Garage.